Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snooze.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of our show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Ramon Ray is our guest. He's a smart hustler guy. He's the guy who helps us so many different things, all about putting your best foot forward with customers. Today we're talking about video. Ramon, thanks again for 14 great years. RamonRay.com, SmartHustle.com. Is that right, Ramon, both of those?
That's right, Jim. Thank you so much.
Check them out, folks. You'll be glad you did. You'll thank me later. Ramon, what else do we need to know about video? I just want to say this one more time, folks. Bias, prejudice, favoritism. That's the words to use when you want to think about what the bots, the indexing robots, how they treat video over all of the content. It's if it were in real life, it'd be against the law, wouldn't it, Ramon?
Yeah, I like that, Jim. And you're right. I would just, as I told you, this is a conference in San Diego, social media marketing world, and I mean that's where it's going. You have video, they rank you higher. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But I guess the other thing I'll leave people with, Jim, is some of the apps they can use to create video. I know there's a number of apps that you can use right on your phone. If it's a Samsung or LG or other type of devices, many of them have built-in apps just to do simple edits and take away like the beginning or end of a video. Tool I use is Magisto, M-A-G-I-S-T-O. That's a great app to use on your phone itself. Jim, I'm sure iPhone has a number of apps. I'm not an iPhone guy. So I think that's a thing I would add. You don't need expensive editing program, even though on my PC I have Adobe's software on my computer. But there's a number of ways you can edit and make your video just a little bit better.
I want to ask you a question about that. That's a really important point because, see, I have a Samsung. I'm a Droid guy, and my former camera software, when I wanted to shoot a video, I just punched the button to edit the video, and it edited, and I could move it around and edit the video. In the upgrade, when I open up the video and I want to edit it, that program wants me to give it permission to have all access to my phone, to my contacts, to my pictures.
Yeah.
And I refuse to do that, Ramon. I mean, what is editing my video have to do with my location and all that? Why would I give them that, Ramon? And it made me mad.
Yeah, Jim, it makes me mad.
I refuse to give it to them. I'm
going to
go down in flames before I give it to them, Ramon.
We'll go together. But you're right. But that's just where the world is at. I guess they figure it's free.
But that's not right. We can't roll over to that, Ramon. We have to stop.
I agree, Jim. But I don't know if you have a choice because every app you download,
yes, we do.
They're going to ask for your mother's maiden name and your kids and your blood.
This is what my new book's all about, Ramon. We have to stop. Just because I can, we have to start saying, just because I can, just because they want it, doesn't mean that I should. If we'll all stop saying you don't need that. Then, you know, see, all right, so I'm willing to say, okay, fine, if the free stuff, if that's what it takes for the free stuff, where's the stuff I pay for? So here's my question to you now. Is one of these programs that you're telling me about, the app that we can install on our phone, is it a paid version that doesn't ask me for everything that I have? Do you know?
Well, I think still the PC desktop software, you don't have to give up all that information, but that's going to be edited on your computer or your Mac, you know, installing it on your computer. But most, Jim, what I've seen, if you have an app that you're installing on your phone and you just say, I want a simple app to make bread, as soon as you do that, they're going to say, we want your contacts, we want your video, we want your location. Mm-hmm. Most everyone that I know of, unfortunately.
Well, I just, we have to stop that because, see, that's another invasion of your privacy, and that's another. This is such an ethical discussion that we've all got to have, Ramon. And you and I are going to have that when my book comes out, when we're releasing it. I'm going to get you back, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it more specifically. But I just need to say that to people that we have to stop. We have to push back on these programs who are asking for they're asking for things that they don't need, that are unrelated to what we're doing with them.
Jimmy, you're exactly right, and I think you love to see a campaign with it where they start to reduce. They may not completely erase it, Jim, but I would be happy if they start even to reduce.
Well, they're already overplaying their hand. They're already getting caught overplaying their hand. So it'll come back to haunt them. But one way is you and I have to push back. Hey, Ramon, thanks for being here. Good job. Thanks for 14 great years. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Ramon Ray, ladies and gentlemen, put a .com on the end of that name, and you'll find a great website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.